Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, whether on TV or online, you've probably seen the latest glitzy advert from Air called Air for All. It stresses that the telecoms giant is in every county and for everyone. Certainly Air is ubiquitous, and Ireland's average broadband speeds are now above rather than below the average for European households. But the consumer watchdog recently said that Air was the number one complained about company in the country, so there's still work to do. Susan Brady is the Managing Director of Consumer and Small Business at Air and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me.
So the new adverts, what else has changed that households might notice about Air?
So yes, as you said, last week we unveiled our new brand identity, Air for All. The new brand identity represents a modern, inclusive, accessible Ireland. We believe that this campaign reflects the business we are today. So we have been on a journey over the last 5 years of significant change. Mm. We've invested 1.2 billion euros in completely transforming the organisation. We have built Ireland's largest high-speed fibre network, currently available to 1.2 million premises. So that represents about 3 million
individuals. What is high-speed? Is that 100
so fibre,
or more?
Fibre, oh, fibre to the home to or the to home. The premises.
So today, the final mile,
mm. right into the home. Mm-hmm. Your dedicated
fibre
line.
Does that mean you get 100 megs or more?
You can get up to 1 gig, but it is provisioned to go potentially up to 10 gig in the future. So it's a really future-proofed technology.
Right.
So not only do we have our fibre network, which is market-leading, mm. we also have a really extensive, in fact, Ireland's largest 5G mobile network availability in the country
and
as well.
Does that apply in rural households? Obviously, in urban households, it applies first because it's physically easier to build. But is that also going to apply for the more kind of remote parts of the country?
Absolutely. So, yeah. As I said today, the fibre today is across 1.2 million homes. Mm. We have set out a commitment that we're going to get to 84% of homes. Mm. So that would be up to 1.9 million. Mm. So not only have we invested 1.2 billion to date, we're going to bring that investment up to 2 billion. That will take us to 1.9 million homes. Mm. So if you combine that then with what the National Broadband Plan are also delivering,
of
which we're a part of, this country will have ubiquitous fibre coverage across the entire country, urban and rural. And that is going to put us into the very top tiers of the most connected countries, not only in Europe, but also worldwide.
Because we used to be way below the average when compared to the South Korea or to the Norwegians or the Finns, but that's no longer the case. You're in a bit of a battle royale with the regulator, Comreg. You accuse them of, quote, bias, structural deficiencies and poor decision making. Wow.
Well, we've been working really hard. We've been working alongside Comreg, but really what we've been focusing is on completely transforming our own business. Mm-hmm. So building our networks, but also looking at customer care. We have built out our four customer care hubs across Sligo, Cork, Limerick and Waterford, where we have over 600 people dedicated to answering calls every single day from our customers. Mm. We're now consistently answering calls in less than 3 minutes, if you look at February's numbers. In fact, March to date, that's actually in less than 2 minutes. So we're working hard every single day to ensure that our customers can connect with us. And if they have any queries, we're answering them really quickly.
Absolutely. That's the row with the CCPC that I refer to. But the regulator, Comreg, this is what I'm reading, that you've accused them of bias. Why would they be biased towards the biggest player?
Well, to be fair, Joe, regulation is slightly outside of my area,
right.
So it's not under my direct control, but that's something that our regulatory teams and that our open air wholesale teams will be dealing with directly with.
Getting
Comreg.
Back to the CCPC, which is the consumer watchdog, and the fact that you are the most complained about company, you are definitely changing. So you expect that number to decrease radically.
So firstly, I'd like to just set the record straight on that. Mm. That report was not about the most complaints. So the CCPC don't deal directly with complaints. They actually are a consumer body and they deal with queries. They deal with questions that customers might have. Mm. So rather than complaints, it was more queries. We work really closely with the CCPC to answer any of those queries that customers have as quickly as possible. Mm. In fact, if you look at in relation to Comreg complaints, we have seen our Comreg complaints come down by 80% over the last 5 years. Last year, further reduction of 48% in our fixed network complaints. In fact, in the last quarter, Comreg complaints pertaining to Air are at the second lowest levels in the industry. And on our mobile network, we're at the lowest levels on the industry and lowest levels on record for Air. So we are changing. We're not saying we're done, we're perfect yet. We're not done. We're still working very hard. But we have completely transformed customer care.
you're owned by a French billionaire. Have you learned anything from his other businesses? Because he has businesses in Italy and in France. Is there anything that they're doing that you're going to borrow? Or are you the kind of the guinea pig for any new stuff that Air is doing?
I think being part of any group, so it's not directly with Iliad, it's actually directly under a different group of shareholders, NJJ. Mm. They are telecoms experts. So it has been fantastic to be able to learn from them. They've lots of expertise in many different countries. And sometimes, as you would expect in any kind of organization, you're going to have best practice sharing and learning. So we do a little bit of that. But really, we run Ireland independently. And we're very much focused on continuing that transformation. As I said, 1.2 billion going to 2 billion over the next couple of years. By the end of 2026, we will have reached that 1.9 million homes with fibre. And we are 100% committed to delivering on that.
Do you know how many people use 5G phones?
In the marketplace, I would say it's...
No, sorry, for Air customers, sorry.
So we now only sell 5G across all of our consumer products.
And you're going to be switching off 3G?
We haven't communicated plans to switch off 3G. It's probably something that will happen over time. Mm. But the majority of our customers now are on 5G or 4G services. So, almost 100% of customers are using 5G or 4G services.
And that's a pretty reliable service.
Exactly.
Susan, thank you very much for coming in. That's Susan Brady, the Managing Director of Consumer and Small Business at
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.